This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 21 people on board a Princess cruise ship that has been denied entry to San Francisco Harbor have tested positive for the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence said most of those who tested positive were crew members. Pence said the ship would be directed towards a non-commercial port where all on board would be tested for the virus.
All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus. Those that need to be quarantined will be quarantined. Those that require additional medical attention will receive it.
State and local officials had acted to halt the cruise liner from docking after learning that several people on board had become ill, and two passengers who traveled on the same vessel last month tested positive for the coronavirus. One of them had died earlier this week. Earlier Friday, President Donald Trump signed a bill providing $8.3 billion to help fight the virus outbreak in the United States. President Trump toured a neighborhood near Nashville that was reduced to rubble by deadly tornadoes earlier this week. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The president pointed out people in Putnam County have already started rebuilding.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state. Tremendous heart.
The tornado tore a two-mile path through the county. The president said there was little warning.
They get a phone call, hey, there's a tornado, and boom, it's on them.
President Trump met with survivors at a local church.
We are with you all the way, and thank you very much for all you've been through, what you've been through. Very few people have ever seen anything like that.
Governor Bill Lee says Tennessee is living up to its name, the Volunteer State, with people showing up by the thousands to provide assistance. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul Friday that killed at least 32 people. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports it's the first major attack in the Afghan capital since the United States reached an agreement with the Taliban to withdraw U.S. troops.
Gunshots were broadcast live on local TV Friday as the gathering to mark the death of an ethnic leader turned to chaos. More than 50 people were injured in the largest attack on civilians in a year. Top Afghan political leader Abdullah Abdullah was at the event but escaped unharmed. The Taliban said they were not involved in the attack. But it's another deadly reminder of Afghanistan's fragile state. Several people were killed in a similar attack on the same commemoration last year, which Islamic State said it carried out. The United States has tried to spearhead efforts towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan. Violence decreased before a deal was implemented last Saturday to withdraw troops, though the Taliban has since resumed attacks on Afghan forces.
That's Sarah Charlton of Reuters. Syria's war-battered Idlib region was quiet but tense on Friday as a ceasefire deal between Moscow and Ankara took effect. A fragile peace was there in some areas, but as Reuters' Soria Ali reports, there were some people killed.
At least 15 people were killed in fighting between government forces and jihadist insurgents, the Syrian Observatory War Monitor said. Idlib has been the center of a tug of war in recent weeks, with Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides in the war, edging closer to direct confrontation. Shaky ceasefires that bring relative calm have punctuated Syria's nine-year war, but all have collapsed.
That's Soria Ali of Reuters. Organizers of the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, have canceled this year's events because of fears over the coronavirus. Travis County officials say they don't want to risk triggering an outbreak. Big companies like Apple and TikTok had already pulled out of the event. Austin Health Authority interim head Dr. Mark Escott says the potential risks posed by going on with the festival were too serious to ignore.
We have to weigh what's the impact of the potential threat of spread and what's the impact of the decision we make to cancel the event.
South by Southwest is a staple for technology and entertainment. Last year, more than 400,000 people attended the festival. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.